The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a side-by-side, up and down. I was in an outbuilding that felt like it was going to get rocked off its foundation. And so I ran outside and grabbed onto my 4x4 truck and literally was just hanging onto the side of it. It was as it was rocking back and forth.
A brief tsunami scare after a 7 earthquake in NorCal. It's December 5th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, imagine winning $200 million and not realizing it.
This person has just a few days to claim this money or else.
And a SoCal Christmas thief gets the shame she deserves on social.
And this is really honest. She said, "I didn't care about you at the moment. I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to give my daughter a Christmas."
It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Man, when I looked at my phone today and I saw a tsunami warning for San Francisco, I checked 3 different places to make sure it was not some sort of test or some sort of mistake. It was brief, but there was a tsunami warning for the entire coast of Northern California up to Oregon after a 7.0 earthquake off the coast west of Humboldt County just before 11 o'clock this morning. They put out that tsunami warning very quickly and then quickly canceled it. We talked about that with the preeminent earthquake scientist around, Dr. Lucy Jones. She said that is not surprising.
Motion in the earthquake is strike slip, meaning horizontal and not vertical. That reduces the chances of tsunami. But yes, NOAA has chosen to issue a tsunami warning until they see that there is no tsunami created.
Sue Thornton is the wife of Jim Thornton, who was a longtime anchor here at KNX News. She lives up there in Humboldt County, and boy, does she feel it.
Well, I've been through, you know, all of our major Southern California earthquakes, and I've been through the one up here in Humboldt a year ago, and this was the worst yet. It was a side-by-side, up and down. I was in an outbuilding that felt like it was going to get rocked off its foundation. And so I ran outside and grabbed onto my 4x4 truck and literally was just hanging onto the side of it. It was as it was rocking back and forth.
Now, we haven't heard about real major damage to infrastructure, but she says her power went out, had things fall all over the floor, her stovepipe detached too, which means she doesn't have any heat in her place. So a lot of people dealing with things like that in Northern California and Oregon today. Governor Newsom went to the border near San Diego to announce a plan to finish construction of a new port of entry at Otay Mesa.
We're going to be moving forward with building the roads right behind us to get down to this section of the border. And we are in the final phases, working very collaboratively with the White House and Homeland Security to finally formalize our design contract and formally have that partnership agreement by the end of the month.
Trying to make these things happen before the administration changes. The governor says it is a significant economic development for the state, cut wait times for people trying to get across the border. Also says there are plans to beef up security at the border and deal with illegal fentanyl coming across. The governor says there'll be more California National Guard troops at 5 ports of entry.
Today we're announcing we're going to increase that operation and focus not just on the existing flow coming north into the state of California, into the United States, but looking at the flow going south, particularly as it relates to illicit money and as it relates to weapons. A big part of what happens on the other side of the border as it relates to violence is happening with American-made weapons that come south.
It's a point made by the Mexican president a couple weeks ago. Newsom also took the opportunity to blast President-elect Trump for his plans to increase tariffs on Mexican imports by 25%. He says that will be a big negative impact to the California economy. An off-duty LA City firefighter is missing in the ocean off Long Beach Harbor, and Pete Demetrio has been on the story of the search.
The man in his late 20s was a six-year veteran of the fire department. He and two other men left a boat on a free dive, possibly to try to harvest lobsters at the bottom of the channel, but he didn't emerge from the water along with his friends just before 10 last night. Long Beach Fire Marine Safety Chief Gonzalo Medina says the search has been a very tough task for the up to 24 divers who've been used to try to find the missing man.
Visibility right now is ranging between 0 and 1 feet. Heavily silted bottom conditions. We're operating in 30 to 40 feet depth, but very poor visibility.
LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says the dive was done when the firefighter was off duty, and the department is providing emotional support to the man's relatives while the search continues.
It's my colleague Pete Demetrio in Long Beach Harbor. Got an update on the dog in Burbank whose fate was in the hands of the court after it bit a woman. A judge ordered that the pit bull lab mix will not be put down and can go back to its owners. But as we hear from Natalie Tavidian, they've got to follow some strict guidelines.
The LA Superior Court judge said that Conan is a vicious dog, but didn't find that the city of Burbank had enough evidence to prove that the dog is a threat to public. The owners claim the dog was taunted and provoked by the bite victim, but the judge dismissed those claims. Shira Scott Astroff is the founder of the Animal Rescue Mission. She's been fighting for Conan's life and says she can breathe now, and describes the dog.
The sweetest baby who needs to be tucked in at night, who is so in love with his mom and dad, who gets so excited when he gets to meet new people, who wants to kiss everyone. I just want to say I'm so happy. I feel like I took my first breath, and I've been crying happy tears. I'm so happy.
Conan will be returned to its owners under strict conditions like proof of vaccination, licensing, and that he be kept in a secure enclosure, muzzled, and on a leash when outside.
It's Natalie Tavidian. You know who else will be crying happy tears? Whoever digs up the Mega Millions ticket worth $200 million from under their mattress, they've got to do it by the weekend.
First off, what an unusual situation. Two winning tickets at the same store for the same drawing?
Yes, it's a night I won't soon forget. Happened last December.
That's John Baird talking with Carolyn Becker from the California Lottery. These tickets expire on Saturday. Two of them sold at that same Chevron in Encino. One winner came forward, and the clock is really ticking on the other one.
This person has just a few days to claim this money or else.
Yeah, that's right. The jackpot drawing that night was a Friday night back in early December 2023. And for Mega Millions jackpot prizes, winners have up to a year from the date of the drawing to come forward. So we are in the final days of that deadline period. If the claim package isn't postmarked by this Saturday or dropped off in person at one of our lottery facilities up and down the state, which are open Monday through Friday, so by Friday, that money will go unclaimed. Obviously, we would really like the winner to come forward. We always hate to see somebody not get their prize money. But my hope, personally, is that they never know, that the winner never discovers it was them and the deadline passes.
Yeah, could you imagine? The store that sold the tickets, the Chevron, by the way, already got paid $1 million. They get the money when they sell the ticket. If you steal Christmas decorations, you're probably going to get caught on camera and you're probably going to get shamed for it on social media. That's the moral of the story you'll hear after this.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
You might have seen it on social, the story of these stolen decorations, vintage blow molds, big plastic sculptures outside a business in Long Beach. This woman and another person were caught on camera stealing them outside F8 Studios. Michael Farmer owns that studio. He's also happens to be a professional Santa Claus with a real beard. And he says this really upset him.
This time of year, everyone's hearts kind of open up and we want to give back to our community. We do a community tree lighting that we sponsor here at the studio for the entire community of Cal Heights and Bixby Knowles. So our goal is to give back. So when someone takes something that more than likely I would have freely given them if they would have asked. It hits a little hard.
Yeah, that video went viral after it happened.
Day before yesterday, I received a call around noon, and I answered the phone like any business would. I stated the name of the business, and the person on the other end of the line said, "Santa?" And I said, "Yes." And she broke down crying, explaining why she was so sorry for taking the blow molds and that we would be receiving them back very soon. Now, I kind of took that with a grain of salt because some people have prank called a couple times, you know, regarding this. And I wasn't positive that this was actually the culprit. And it wasn't until later that day, around 2:30, she walked right up to the front door of the studio and again proclaimed how sorry she was. And she explained some of the consequences that have been happening to her about this. And those consequences were her daughter got beat up at school because they recognized her mom. Her landlord had seen it and threatened to kick her out. And then everyone, she said in her words, everyone hated her.
Okay, so, you know, easy to be sorry when those things start to happen. But he says he's not pressing charges because the woman got plenty of punishment from all that shaming. He says she explained why she did it.
Initially, what she said was, and this is really honest, she said, "I didn't care about you at the moment. I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to give my daughter a Christmas."
He says he was touched by that.
Everyone's telling me I'm too soft, but I am a Santa. So I do have compassion for people. I don't have compassion for the act, but I have compassion for that little girl that her mother was trying to provide her Christmas. And so I extended to them a Santa visit for free. I would love that little girl to come and experience some happiness on Christmas and to let her know that Santa isn't mad at her for something her mom did. And Santa forgives her.
And he says everybody makes mistakes. Some people need grace. And that is a nice way to end it today on this 5th of December. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.